It is 10 minutes before the hour, and you're looking for Kevin Frazier. Well, he's joined us right now at the TJMS. A saddened morning, somewhat, so to speak, there, Kevin, the loss of Michael Clark Duncan.
It really is a tough morning because there are, in Hollywood, there are the good people, and Michael was one of the good people, and the people you form a bond with. You know, we cover lots of red carpets. We do lots of things, and Michael's one of the guys you could sit down, you have dinner with, and you just talk to. I mean, I remember at the All-Star game sitting in the locker room with Michael, and Ricky Henderson was sitting between us. And Michael looked over and punched me in the leg, and he's like, "Man, we're sitting next to Ricky Henderson." And I was like, "Man, you're sitting next to Michael Clark." And then at the national championship football game, I sat directly behind Michael and was giving him grief about his Texas Longhorns when they lost the national championship football game. We had such a good time. Yeah. But behind the scenes, what people don't understand is that he and Omarosa were so in love. It was like two little kids. And if you didn't get, because they guarded it carefully out in public, but behind the scenes, it was amazing to watch how they were just in love, that giddy kind of love. And people need to know that ever since that moment that he suffered that heart attack, she has not left his side, was literally afraid to leave his side because she wanted to make sure that he was cared for every second of every day. And while other people didn't come to see him or other people who didn't check in on him, she was there. And I mean, literally every second, forgot about her job. And just said, I won't be there. And she wasn't there because her main concern was nursing this man back to health and making sure that he would get healthy. And she's devastated right now because this was the true love of her life. And if you don't know Omarosa, you see the TV woman, you need to know she's a much different person behind the scene.
Now, Kevin, she was with us this weekend. I think this was the first event that she had outside of leaving Michael's bedside, and she was with us at the family reunion. And we were led to believe that that he was on the road to recovery. Was there a sense of that, or was there was that just the line that they, I don't mean to say line, but the report that we were given that he was recovering and on the road to recovery?
There was hope that Michael would one day snap out of this, but he never recovered from his heart attack. And I think she also did a masterful job of protecting him so that there wouldn't be this onslaught of stories and media speculation, and also so people wouldn't give up on Michael. I went to see Michael, and I was, when I saw him, he opened his eyes. I started talking about basketball, one of his favorite subjects, and he opened his eyes, and he was trying to move his mouth, and it was like, oh, just come on, buddy, you can make it. And she was right there. I mean, it was just one of those moments where you understood that how much somebody really loves someone. And we can all hope that in our last days, we have someone there for us.
That's the truth.
That is really there for us. Because so often, you have people that you can live your entire life with. They're not there in the end. And when doctors told her to give up, they were like, give up. It's not going to get better. She was like, you're crazy. I'm here with
him. You want to fight her like that.
Yeah. Holding his hand, checking, taking, I mean, trying to nurse him back. She tried to will him back to life.
Now, Kevin, he was hospitalized since July?
Yeah, he was hospitalized in July. And when Omarosa revived him twice before paramedics made it to the house. Under normal circumstances, he could have passed right there and then. And she fought to keep him alive. She revived him twice, and then in the ambulance, they revived him again.
Wow.
And so it's just the fight that she fought to keep him alive. And the man that he was, we never need to forget, because he really was one of the good, happy people, would laugh and just you know, Michael loved to come up and hug you. And that's the thing. You know, we have these relationships with stars in Hollywood that it's like, oh, you see him for 5 minutes and you're kind of like, oh, okay, we're okay. And yeah, you're a buddy. Michael,
he really
loved
was.
People.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
A
we
genuine
appreciate
fellow.
It. Yeah. Mm. All right. Michael Clark Duncan, dead at age 54. Have a great remainder of the week, Kevin. We thank you for that info.